Hi, I'm Anurag Wag, and let's take a look at the next chapter, chapter 10, Ethics and Responsibility in Advertising. Now, why do ethics matter in advertising? This is because you're eventually obviously talking to a consumer, an individual. He has rights, he has opinions, he has beliefs, and a product, a brand, or a service cannot really exploit that, you know, because advertising now shapes markets, culture, opinion, and behavior. With this influence comes a responsibility to avoid manipulation or harm. Ethical concerns have expanded way beyond truthfulness. They now include AI, data privacy, influencer disclosure, and algorithmic targeting. Consumers reward brands seen as honest, transparent, inclusive, and punish those who mislead. We've seen that with Byju's. We've seen that with White Hat Jr. These brands came in and they started, you know, this making this big noise, especially White Hat Jr., that your child needs to start learning coding at the age of 6. Now, is this ethical? You want a kid at 6 to learn coding, or do you want him to play with a ball, be in a garden, you know, run up, slide down and use swings, you know, that kind of life? And they did it so aggressively. People noticed and people started complaining about it because there were pictures of a kid learning coding and then going to NASA. So this is why ethics matter. People are sensitive. They are aware. They are not foolish consumers. People have a conscience now. So for planners, ethics is inseparable from effectiveness. A campaign that breaks trust cannot build long-term loyalty. We saw that with Byju's. They broke the trust because there were videos that teachers, they're doing about 12 or 13 one-hour sessions teaching coding to kids one-on-one, and they started complaining about how little their pay was, etc., etc. That became very bad for Byju's, and eventually we see where it is now. Now, there's a new ethical challenge. What are the new ethical challenges in the digital era? The use of consumer data without explicit content, AI-generated content. We need to have clear disclosure for that. There's a lot of AI stuff that we see nowadays, whether it is with dogs or babies, your parents are sending you that. We have to take the responsibility of telling them that it is not AI. Please be careful what you believe in. Then there are other ethical challenges like paid influencers, mandatory transparency. Algorithms here can place ads next to harmful, false, or extremist content. This is also extremely important, but this was turned around and this was used in the Trump elections, which happened during his first term. You know, everyone was being fed a lot of hate and racism and things like that. I don't want to get too political, but there is a chance that AI might just exploit that for your brand's campaign. You know, you have to be very careful that this doesn't happen. Hyper-targeting risks, they risk exploiting the vulnerable, children, elderly, financially distressed. For example, gambling, you know, what was that? Aao Maharaj. Rummy khelte or whatever that was. I don't know much about it. But now that the entire market is out, the online gambling is completely out because their ads brought in a lot of people from various walks of life who were not that financially literate. They didn't know what they were getting into. So even Dream 11 for that matter, all that Fantasy 11, all that got affected. So we are living in a time where not only the government, but even the advertisers have a responsibility of treating their audience, treating their viewers and their potential customers with ethics, with some sensitivity, you know, with respect, most importantly. Now, because advertising has integrated into digital life, accountability and restraint becomes critical. Let's take a look at advertising ethics in a simple diagram. Let's take a look at advertising ethics in this diagram. Here you can see that a brand needs to be truthful and open. They need to have transparency, consumer confidentiality, non-exploitation, social responsibility, and most importantly, I would say, is legal compliance. Because if you are in the seat of an account planner, you can leave some of this to your creative, but legal compliance is something that you have to work very closely with the legal team and make sure that this is done. Rules, codes, and why they exist. The purpose of regulation is what? The consumer protection. They prevent misleading or harmful messaging. Then there's fair competition. These avoid false claims or unfair brand attacks. Industry credibility, they maintain public trust in advertising. Now let's take rules and codes and why they exist. The key regulatory bodies today, like ASCI, ensures that ads are honest and safe, they are non-offensive, they are fair. FTA in the USA forces truth in advertising endorsements and online disclosures, bans dark patterns, and also, like, you know, you see mutual funds subject to market risks, but read the offer document carefully, etc. All that stuff is planned, or not planned, but has to be planned and incorporated in your creatives. This is coming from ASCI. This is important. Then in the UK, you can see that is ASCI and CAP. This is for social responsibility, updated rules on gender stereotypes and greenwashing. Other regions like EU has UCPD, ACC, Australia, etc. across the world. Platforms, policies, and the planner's responsibility. Okay, let's take a look at on platforms like Meta, Google, TikTok, and YouTube. You have to realize that there are enforced rules about political and election ads, harmful content, alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. You'll always see there's this button that comes up on a reel that is offensive, that do you want to see this content? See, and why should not see it? Then there are misleading tactics now today that, like, deep fake, clickbait, and hidden claims. We all know our parents suffer from this. They are falling for deep fake videos from this and that. Then data use, retargeting age-restricted audience. What is the planner's role here? The planner's role ensures claims are truthful and substantiated. They check compliance with local news and platform policies to safeguard against insensitive, manipulative, and non-transparent advertising. To prioritize fairness, respect, and inclusivity in the long-term brand trust. Honesty, this is the foundation of ethical advertising. Advertising influences consumer decisions. Therefore, truthfulness is non-negotiable. Misleading claims erode trust, trigger backlash, and may result in legal penalties. I want everybody listening to this lecture, reading this lecture, to watch a movie called Thank You. I recommend everybody watching this lecture, reading this content to watch a movie called Thank You for Not Smoking, you know, because you will understand how the tobacco company broke so many rules and twisted so many rules in their favor. But it is much harder to do that nowadays. It is harder to break those rules because people are way more aware and way more conscious about what they're watching, the kind of content they're consuming. Honesty here builds long-term brand equity, not just short-term sales. I think somebody like Food Farmer is doing this very well. He's being honest. He's being transparent. Even on his whey protein, he's made it very clear on his labeling that he's pocketing just 5% of the profit and not that. So now we have to also see that planners here hold responsibility for ensuring accurate claims, fair comparisons, and clear communication. Just an example of Food Farmer that I just gave you. Now, one has to avoid misleading and unfair claims. This happens a lot with those. This has happened already in the country with the claim that ORS was very good for, you know, for children, when actually it was causing hyper levels of diarrhea in children, and children were actually dying. You know, there are misleading and exaggerated ads like good for children, like I just mentioned. They omit key information. Especially in the medical sector and in the health industry, you have to be very careful of what you are feeding people, what is going in their stomach. Then there are comparative ads that must be factual, fair, and backed by independent evidence. Promotions, example, like 50% off must clearly disclose those conditions. When do you get 50% off? Exclusions or time limits. Then there are hidden details on confusing visuals. Then there are hidden details or confusing visuals that undermine the credibility and violate consumer protection laws. Responsible messaging in sensitive categories. Health and wellness, we were just speaking about this. Claims must be very evidence-based and approved by regulatory bodies like FDA, FSSAI, etc. False hope or exaggerated medical benefits can be dangerous. We've seen now with Food Farmer, he's talking about how Bonvita just feeds kids sugar. But Bonvita and Horlicks and all these companies were telling that your kid's height will grow. He will be able to study. But there is no actual scientific evidence to support that. Those times are changing. People can't do that anymore. Then for finance, ads for loans, credit cards, and investments must disclose the risks, mutual fund market risks. Read the offer document before investing, and that long lecture that you get to hear in fast forward that at the end of most ads that is there. then terms like zero cost or guaranteed return require full context to avoid deception. For example, it says zero cost, but it's available only on select credit cards. This kind of information is and should be right at the forefront of the creative or the ad which the consumer is viewing. Then we come to responsible messaging in sensitive categories. The environment, anti-greenwashing. Brands must avoid overstating sustainability claims. You know, a lot of brands have done this and it has very badly backfired on that. Only verified eco-benefits should be advertised. Regulators should closely monitor this area. Now, protecting children and vulnerable audiences. Children today cannot fully understand persuasive intent. Ads must avoid emotional exploitation or unrealistic promises. The elderly consumers may be vulnerable to fear-based or technical misinformation, and low-income or less educated groups must not be targeted with misleading financial or product claims. This has happened with that 123 Rummy or whatever it is, Rummy Circle, which has now completely gone off. They targeted rural areas and uneducated people, and they told them that you start off, we give you this much money to start off with, you start it, and then they automatically started taking money from their bank accounts while these people had given approval. Okay, after this point, I will put my own money in, and that turned into a disaster like we all know, and a lot of people were bankrupted and now gone in debt because of that. Planners must raise ethical red flags to ensure sensitive, responsible messaging. Now, why respect and inclusion matter in advertising? This is because advertising shapes culture, identity, and social norms. It's not just about purchasing behavior anymore. These are harmful stereotypes or inclusion which can damage both society and brand reputation. And that once its brand reputation is damaged, it doesn't come back. Once again, we take an example of Byju's. There should be inclusive communication that builds trust, loyalty, and a wider market reach. Respectful portrayal ensures every consumer feels seen, valued, and represented. Now let's look at representation, stereotypes, and cultural sensitivity. Campaigns now must reflect real-world diversity across gender, age, ethnicity, size, and ability. One should avoid reinforcing stereotypes or promoting unrealistic beauty or body standards. Let's look at also one very important factor in representation is that culturally sensitive messaging prevents accidental disrespect across the regions. These test symbols, language, humor, and visuals in context to avoid misinterpretation. Let's look at accessibility and the planner's responsibility. They make ads accessible, captions, alternate text, readable design, color contrast, etc., etc. Inclusive design expands reach over to 1 billion people living globally with disabilities. Planners must also champion inclusion from the briefing stage, questioning portrayals, identifying risks, and ensuring respectful communication. Ethical planning is very important. It should integrate representation, cultural insight, and accessibility into every stage of campaign development. Ethical planning integrates representation, cultural insight, and accessibility into every stage of campaign development. Now, why data responsibility matters? Data targeting enables personalization, but also risks has the risk of privacy breaches, manipulation, and unfair exclusion. Misuse of data damages consumer trust and exposes brand to legal penalties. And ethical data practices are very central to long-term credibility and sustainable advertising. Planners here must also balance relevance with respect for user autonomy and rights. Let's talk about consent, transparency, and data minimization. Collect data only with clear, informed opt-in consent. No hidden or vague disclosures should be used. One should comply with global privacy laws like GDPR, CCPA that guarantee users the right to access, correct, or delete data. Prioritize first-party data built on direct consumer relationships. Follow data minimization. Gather only what is needed. Avoid excessive or intrusive. Follow data maximization. Gather only what is needed. Avoid excessive or intrusive information or collection. One has to make sure that they are avoiding manipulation and ensuring fair user interface. one has to avoid dark patterns that trick users into sharing data, pre-hacked checkboxes, confusing opt-outs, design interfaces that are simple, honest, and respect user choice. Then there should be ethical targeting, which requires user-friendly consent experiences that do not pressure or mislead the user. This is in the digital age, all these things have, you know, come into effect, come into focus. Then there has to be transparency, which strengthens the trust and improves long-term quality. One has to prevent bias in algorithms and targeting. Review and audit targeting criteria to ensure that they do not exclude or disadvantage a specific group. Avoid proxy variables, that is just like zip codes, browsing patterns, etc., that may encode hidden demographic bias. This is very heavily used for election campaigns on Facebook. It was used, there was a company, you know, which kind of utilized all this data on people, and then they targeted them with a lot of hate rhetoric during Trump's campaign in his first term. One has to ensure that ads for sensitive opportunities, they reach all eligible audiences fairly. Ethical planners should monitor algorithms to uphold fairness, accuracy, and equal opportunity in ad delivery. One should be make sure that the influencer effectiveness depends on trust and honesty. Sponsor posts must show clear, visible disclosures. Now you're seeing this, the social media digital marketing machine. There are political campaigns and IT cells which are paying the influencers to spread false awareness. We saw that with ethanol. When ethanol was into the market, came into the market, a lot of these influencers saying ethanol is very good for your car, very good for your car. That's because a certain government agency paid these influencers to talk about ethanol, talk positively about ethanol, and then people eventually realized that ethanol was damaging their car. And all these people started exposing the emails and the messages and the calls that this particular political agency told them to promote ethanol in spite of having clear knowledge on that. So this, if it goes into an area of where a brand lies, the brand can see irreparable damage to its reputation and may just have to even close down its doors. This has happened. I don't have an example for it. But trust, once breached, will cause severe harm to a brand. So the planner has to be very, very careful about using these methods. Now, transparent partnerships, they have to be very visible because they protect both the brand and the creator's credibility. Clear labeling in native ads, reviews, and giveaways. Native ads must now be clearly marked as sponsored or promoted. Reviews or testimonials must disclose gifts, payments, or incentives. Giveaways now need simple, transparent rules and eligibility criteria. There should be honest labeling, which prevents confusion and supports fair consumer decisions. Let's talk about the ethical use of AI, synthetic media, and deepfakes. AI-generated images or videos require clear disclosure. This image was generated on AI. This video was generated on AI. You can see Google Gemini Veo. They have that little diamond at the bottom of their videos, by which show that this was an AI-generated video. Deepfakes must never be trusted, or I feel deepfakes should not even be used, because it clearly, very clearly changes the entire personality of a person with their voice and everything like that. Agencies should set internal checks for human oversight for AI content. Transparency around synthetic media helps maintain audience trust. Now, let's talk about brand safety, misinformation, and crisis control. Ads must avoid unsafe environments like extremists or misleading content. Use brand safety tools like keyword blocking, verified publishers, IAS double verify. One should have a crisis plan for quick action when the issue arises. And after incidents, review learnings and update safeguards for future campaigns. Let's look at sustainability and social good in advertising. Advertising now shapes attitudes towards climate action, equality, and responsible consumption. Younger audiences, they expect brands now to act as socially responsible citizens, not just sellers. Ethical advertising today requires truthful, sustainable claims and responsible production choices. Also, sustainable practices strengthen the brand trust Also, sustainable practices, they strengthen brand trust and long-term equity. What are responsible green claims? Now, we saw this surge in a lot of in advertising where a lot of brands were talking about we are sustainable, we are eco-friendly. Remember that word eco-friendly? It has gone from eco-friendly now to sustainable and green. These were the terms that were used at that point of time. Now, one has to avoid vague or unproven claims to prevent something like greenwashing. Use specific measurable claims. Example, like 50% recycled plastic, which is very specific. It gives you a great idea of how much plastic is in there, where it needs to be disposed. One has to rely on independent certifications like FSC Fair Trade or Energy Star. And you see the Energy Star, which is on top of ACs, refrigerators, the number of stars and how effective that is in terms of its emissions and in terms of its power usage. Clear evidence should empower consumers to make informed, value-driven decisions. Let's look at carbon-aware media and production choices. Campaigns now have a carbon footprint that you've seen. Our carbon footprint is so much. We are zero, we are carbon neutral, etc., etc. These digital impressions and video shoots, they carry the energy and emission. They carry energy and emission costs. Agencies now track carbon per emission to compare environmental impact. Low use carbon studios, virtual production, and reduce travel and reduce waste. Even film and TV shows now say that we, like for example Game of Thrones, that we are, you know, a low carbon studio, we are a virtual production, we saved by traveling so much, we did this, we shot this in front of a green screen. All this stuff is now coming out and being revealed by certain studios that this movie was shot in a sustainable manner. Choosing sustainable media partners aligns campaigns with climate goals and builds credibility. Ethical research and governance. Research must use informed consent, fair incentives, and clear explanations. Data should be presented honestly, with limitations and context, of course. One should avoid manipulations like p-hacking or exaggerating in creative briefs, you know. Maintaining vendor due diligence, avoid conflict of interest, and one should use tools that detect ad fraud. Now, why planners need an ethics toolkit? Ethical decisions often happen under pressure. So planners need practical tools, not theory. All of a sudden, you might get some feedback on your campaign or your ad saying that this is not ethical, you're lying about this. So you go back into survive mode and you try to fight and flight in that mode, and then you just create something. So planners need to be sure that they have certain checklists and templates to make ethical thinking a daily habit. You know, it's not just an afterthought. The toolkit helps ensure campaigns remain truthful, respectful, and compliant. What this does is it supports better collaboration with clients, creators, and media partners. There are core checklists also for ethical planning, and these are some ideas that one can use as a planner. Is pre-flight ethics checklist. Claims that are accurate and verifiable. Messaging respects all audience groups, including vulnerable segments. Data is also being collected with clear consent and used responsibly. Creative meets accessibility. Creative should meet accessibility basics, captions, alt text, and readable design. Cultural review completed to avoid stereotypes or incentive. Cultural review should be completed to avoid stereotypes or insensitivity. This is very important, especially in India. You don't know whether the use of, you know, idli and dosa in a certain ad can negatively impact all of South India. So you have to be very careful about all these little things, especially in our country. Core checklists for ethical planning. Influencer and disclosure checklists. These are important because clear labels are visible and they are upfront. Another core part of the core checklist is that influencer claims should reflect real experiences, not exaggeration. The contracts should include mandatory disclosure clauses. Ongoing posts should be monitored for compliance and honesty. Here are some tools for data safety and sustainability. Consent and data capture template. Here are some tools for data safety and sustainability. Consent and data capture templates. State purpose of data collection clearly. They should explain how data will be stored, used, and who can access it. We very rarely read the terms and conditions before we sign on to anything, but advertisers have to make sure that this is at least listed And if you ever take one of those terms and conditions and you feed it in your ChatGPT and you ask ChatGPT, okay, tell me what kind of data are they using of mine, it will tell you exactly at what level you are being manipulated. So these are the things that we got to take care of. If big brands like Facebook and Instagram can do it, you know, then small brands do not have that ethical responsibility to do it for you. But as a planner, you have to make sure that all these things are in place. Otherwise, you will be caught later and there will be backlash at a very, very high level. Now, to provide an easy, transparent and opt-out option, this is another very important tool for data safety and sustainability. Now, another one is that the brand safety and suitability matrix. There is a green zone where we understand what safe content is, the yellow zone, context sensitivity topics, red zone, unsafe content, hate speech, misinformation. We're seeing that every day that is going to another level on Instagram where there's a lot of hate speech and racist rhetoric being thrown at us. So if that is ever associated with the brand, even if in that hate speech, somebody is wearing a brand jersey of yours in the background, that can very negatively affect you. So things and systems have to be put in place to make sure that these things do not come to impact your brand in any negative way. What are some tools for data safety and sustainability? Let's look at a carbon aware production checklist. Track carbon cost per emission in media plans. Choose low waste, low travel production methods. One should prefer digital first formats when appropriate and work with vendors to follow sustainable practices. Thank you.